Will Ilolahia has had a long time working in media. He has a long association with Pacific Island media as well, and he is taking exception to the way that media are reporting on the breakout at the AOG church here in Mangere. The fact that they keep referring to it as a Samoan church, which could have some people with disparaging attitudes towards our people from Ngāti Hamoa, when at the same time a recent case of a Palangi man from the North Shore attended a church at Freeman's Bay Community Centre, that was just called a church. It wasn't called a Palangi church. And Will says the racial profiling is not helping here. He is with us today to explain. Tēnā koe, Will.
Morena.
It's almost entrenched, isn't it? You know, you can identify people with a word quite often when there are charges laid against an individual. The report can mention how his whānau were upset. And, of course, that immediately indicates taha Māori. Why do you think it is that so many media outlets, and I might also say we could have fallen into the same trap, referring to the AOG as a Samoan church? What's the implication from your perspective, Will?
Yeah, it's what I call attitudinal racism. And basically, our society is always picking on the underdog. And, you know, on this particular occasion, News Hub had reported it quite vividly, even had it on talkback. And so I thought I just had to, you know, stand up and just tell them, hey, look, this is not on. It's very easy to do it. And Alison Harvey from News Hub came back and tried to explain that why she said it was because on the sign it has a Samoan AOG, and on the Bremen's Bay it's just the Church of Christ. But that's no excuse. But anyhow, we got it sorted. They changed their reporting, and even had a big discussion about it last night on their talkback. And it was interesting that ZB had a similar situation, and thanks to the announcer, just shut down the racist comments that were made by Palangis on their station. So, you know, it's If I didn't get up and make a noise about it, it would just keep on going. And I think in my retirement age, probably Dale, with a bit more time to listen to all the radio stations, probably I need to speak up when there's things are not done properly.
Okay, so what it can do is have the rednecks coming out and saying, oh, you know, there's bloody Polynesia, there's someone down there in the south. Look at how easily it spreads. Look at them all in the church, disparaging comments. I spoke with Opita William Seal today. He says they've got to pull their heads in, because just think who are the frontline kaimahi here who are keeping our borders safe, who are manning the MIQ facilities, who are delivering frontline vaccination, and that it is our Māori and Pacifica people here in the south side. So I guess that entrenched racism that you speak of is fairly commonplace in modern day Aotearoa, isn't it?
I think the other aspect was, you know, Dr. Colin Tukitonga, who's a high profile Pacific Island UN doctor, had raised with the COVID people ages ago about when they do these vaccinations, that they do it in community organized groups and community churches, and you know, and finally, after all that, you know, with this little issue that happened, they've now allowed some of the churches, and I think some of the Māori NGOs are doing it. Like, you know, I heard a story about in Taranaki, where they're taking the vaccinations to the people, as opposed to the people coming to the vaccination centres. You know, and so, you know, it's just, again, just attitudinal racism that we have underlying on our society, especially our bureaucrats. And it just needs to be rocked. So, you know, they're not listening to us, really, Dale. They're not listening to our experts. They think that they just can go ahead. But, you know, we are a specific and different people. We do things differently. We're also very susceptible to these diseases. And so, you know, they should be listening to us more. being careful in how they communicate it. But, you know, like I said, Doi, you know, I'm prepared to speak up, and even though I might be called a stirrer, but hey, if there's kaka to be stirred, I'll stir it.
Thanks for being such a prominent stirrer.